The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
I hear music when I look at you. A beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start and then melt away. I hear music when I touch your hand. A beautiful melody of some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day? I alone heard this lovely strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? Beautiful rhapsody, loving youth and spring. Music is sweet, the words are true. The song is you.
The song is you, baby. We can't do nothing without you. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for letting me allow that to be played by Mr. Gattulo. Love Mr. Francis Albert. Upbeat. We want to get the day started in the most positive of ways. It's a big, big historic day in the United States of America. We are proud of our president today, and we are hopeful. We are very, very hopeful. We never take anything for granted about what's going on. As a matter of fact, here is a nice tweet I got from Patty. She goes, my mother escaped North Korea in World War II. I was born in South Korea. I am blessed to be an American. I am hopeful that the North Korean people will have a better future. I'm not holding my breath, she says, but I am optimistically hopeful and grateful for today and the future. That's all you got to ask. You got to be respectful and be cautious, cautiously optimistic, as the president is. It's Piscopo in the Morning. We'll get into that. We have a lot to talk about this morning. It's 7:07 with Frankie Five Burrows and Big Al, looking great in his new high bar shirt. We all have our high bar shirts on. Thank you very much. And Dr. Keith Ablo is a friend. He is one of America's leading psychiatrists, best-selling author, co-host of this hit podcast, Stand Up, Lie Down. People stop me and say, out of the Cleveland Sky, I heard you with Keith Ablo. You were great on Stan and Joe Matarese's Stand Up, Lie Down podcast. Dr. Keith, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you this morning?
Joe, I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. Positive. People stopping me about this podcast that we did. I said, oh, my gosh, because sometimes you think, you know, it's going to have a little what they call narrow casting audience. Everybody's listening to it. I poured my heart out to you, Keith, on that, Joe, and everybody heard it. But thanks for the sit down. I needed that. I needed that therapy, Dr. Keith.
You know, it lasts a good long time, Joe. One session, and I find that people, it's not much of a business for me, because generally one session, I'll see you in a year or two, I feel pretty good. So I don't know, but I'm glad that people are listening to it, and it was good. It was good just to have the opportunity to dive deeper into the Piscopo
stuff. Oh, please, please.
The crevices of your cortex.
as it were. At 7:09 with Keith Ablo, Dr. Keith Ablo. Hey, Dr. Keith, take me inside Kim Jong-un psychologically. I mean, why do you think he came to the table? And what is your take of this whole summit, if we may ask?
You know, I think a couple of things. One is I think people can become very practical when it becomes an all-or-nothing proposition. And I think he may be many things, but I don't think the man is stupid. And I think with a leader like Donald Trump in office, I think, you know, it's pretty easy to do the arithmetic and say, look, I'd rather have my survival and that of my nation, frankly, and prosper than oppose someone who is absolutely resolute that he's not going to expose the United States to a dangerous nuclear power. And we can't do that because it's an all or nothing sum game now, that this is not going to happen. Donald Trump, I think, is Reagan-esque in that sense. I think he puts the message out there. Either you're with us or you're against us. And if you're against us and very dangerous, we're going to have to deal with you in the most draconian way. And I think the man added up the arithmetic and said, look, I can't lose here. I have to join Donald Trump. The other thing is, I think there's a father-son thing possible here. And Trump said we have a special bond.
Yeah, look
this
at that.
This man doesn't have a father, you know, and I think he may literally be able to say, well, wait, here's somebody who can kind of guide me, show me how to prosper even more and how to go down in the history books as even more special.
Yeah, you know, that's a great take, Dr. Keith. That's a great take because you saw that Donald Trump, President Trump, took the initiative, leaning Kim Jong-un around with the hand, a little touch on the elbow, and
absolutely,
then this way. We're going that way with this way. He took complete control of this. And Kim looked, I don't know, not lost, but he was following the president. That's a great thing. Tells you a lot about Donald Trump's psychology, yes?
It absolutely does, because I think he's a big-hearted guy. And I think he loves to teach. That's where the book, The Art of the Deal, comes in. If you read that book, you're like, wait, I think he's actually telling me what he does. He wants me to know some of the inside scoop on how to win.
Yeah.
And I think for Kim Jong-un, he may literally say, wait, I feel like really connected to this person. He wants me to prosper. He wants my people to prosper.
Yeah.
Now, if he dyes his hair and it starts growing out, we could have another psychological discussion.
You know,
the men are getting.
Thank you for bringing that up, man. I said, man, I'm holding on to my hair best I can, man. I know, you know. I said, I'm looking at Kim Jong Un. What a haircut! Who gave that guy a haircut? No, I didn't see anybody talking about the haircut. You think that maybe it would be great, Kim Jong Un?
Maybe you need that to be a world leader. You either got nothing like Putin and me, or you do a lot with it.
I know, but it would be funny if he grew it out and he dyed it blonde.
He had Dennis Rodman there. And
yeah,
he used to do
yeah.
that thing with his hair.
Yeah, man.
I think there's a hair thing going on.
That's great. Oh, my gosh. That's the sketch. That is a sketch. Hey, Dr. Keith Ablo, Episcopo, the morning 12 after 7 o'clock, psychologically breaking down this summit. So when the president goes to the G7 summit, and he's there, and he goes after Trudeau and Macron and Angela Merkel, and he's sitting there with his arms crossed. And help me out here, Keith, because I'm watching this and I'm smiling. And I think most of America, certainly most of the folks listening to the program this morning, we know this is Donald Trump. This is the art of the deal right there. This is it right there. He's playing this because he knows what's coming up 24 hours later with this rogue regime leader in Kim Jong-un. Wasn't that a play? But everybody got so excited. Oh, my gosh, with the way he disrespected Canada. And I told everybody yesterday, just calm down. Isn't that the Donald Trump negotiating, Dr. Keith? Don't you think so?
I think it's absolutely vintage Donald Trump negotiation. And I think what people don't understand is that the man simply adds up numbers and does arithmetic. He doesn't hate you for trying to put one over on the United States, I don't think. I mean, he's like, look, you guys have been using us as an ATM, okay?
Yep.
But now I've gone in, I've had my accountants look at it, and you're stealing, okay? So we're going to fix that. And when he gets resistance or like disgust toward us, he's like, okay, here's the thing. I'll cross my arms, and I'll tell you, you know, how we're going to deal with this. We're not going to deal with it because I just did the numbers.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. This guy builds buildings. So you go to him and you say, this is how much the steel is. He says, what? Get in the elevator.
Yeah.
That's how much the steel is. Where do you think I was born yesterday? Yeah. From New York.
Yeah. It's so true. Hey, Dr. Keith, we appreciate your time this morning. I know you got patients waiting as we speak, 14 after 7. You have your favorite patient on the air with you right now. Thank you very much.
You're doing very well so far.
Listen, thank you, doctor.
In life, you're doing very well.
Oh, please.
I'd like you to be governor. I keep bringing this up. Your life story isn't everything it needs to be, okay? God, yes. It's like I have to write you a prescription. Joe Piscopo, run for governor. Gee, I'll sign it, okay?
This is good. I'll get a note from the doctor. A note from the doctor.
Substitute Senate. I don't really care.
Hey, doctor, what do you think about this Anthony Bourdain, this Kate Spade situation? And mostly people like my age, the older folks, they're killing themselves. Keith, walk us through that. It's like an epidemic a little bit, no?
Yeah, you know, Joe, it's, with utmost seriousness, depression. I've treated billionaires. I've treated members of presidential cabinets. People laid low by major depression. The thing about depression is that it's irrational and almost delusional. And this is what I mean by that. Mm. When you're very, very depressed, and I've been depressed, by the way, but when you're very, very depressed, you can't believe that your life has another chapter left in it. You're like, oh, wait, that's the last page. I just wrote it. This is it. Done.
Wow.
Can't imagine picking up the pen. And yet, so that's what you need is you need, number one, you need someone to tell you, listen, freedom is having nothing left to lose. If you're at the point where you're thinking of checking out, you can be a bartender in Aruba. It doesn't matter. You can sell everything and decide I'm starting again. I don't like this. But the trouble is you need to have a little bit of imagination, and someone has to stoke that for you. And secondly, there are so many treatments now. There's transcranial magnetic stimulation, essentially no side effects, right? It resurrects people from depression, even people who haven't benefited from medicine.
Yeah.
There's ketamine. Ketamine is a wonder drug. Anybody out there in your very, very large audience who's now saying, man, I just don't know if I can do it, here's the thing. There are more resources than you know. You have to go see someone and say, what else is in your bag of tricks? Because I'm at the end of my rope here. What can I do? There's a lot you can do.
Well, so how do you, you're Anthony Bourdain, you're Kate Spade, you're at the top of your game, you've got all people around you, there's assistants, there's all sorts of people. Anthony Bourdain had dinner the night before, and with friends. What
scary.
And you must, you see it a lot. We're all trying to put our hands around, everything's going great. And how do you get that dark where you actually, Keith, I mean, not to get morbid this early in the morning, but you got to take the time. You got to take the bathrobe thing, and you got to do the, I mean, it takes a while to do that. Not unlike what the late, great, brilliant Robin Williams did, rest his soul.
Yeah, and you know what? Believe it or not, folks can walk through their day and have at the back of their mind, I don't know if I can keep doing this.
Wow. Listen,
I've sat with somebody with his family who is vastly, vastly wealthy. I'm talking about a billionaire.
Yeah.
And he thought he was bankrupt. He said, I'm going bankrupt, okay, and I can't live like this. And I saw them present to him all the documents, everything that showed how wealthy he was, unbelievably wealthy, fabulously. And he said, thank you guys so much. He said, it must have taken you so long to forge all of this.
Yeah, yeah.
And to try to, it wasn't forged. It was the real thing, but he couldn't believe it in his mind.
Wow, yeah.
That's how dark and closed things can get. And yet, I'm telling you, anybody who feels like they're on, God forbid, that slippery slope or near the end of the slope, it can be turned around literally now in a week with ketamine. You could be out of it saying, oh, my God, I was so close.
Wow. Before we let you go, Keith, this is fascinating. What role do antidepressants or psychotropic drugs play?
Well, listen, I'm a huge fan of psychotherapy, but I'm also not timid about using antidepressants because the truth is, man, if you're depressed, and I used antidepressants when I was depressed. If you're depressed, these things can turn you around, right? Because they're allowing the neurotransmitters to act more powerfully. And they get a bad rap, and people say, well, you know, are they better than placebo? Hey, listen, I've seen it again and again. They work wonders. But now we've got new technology, magnetic, transcranial magnetic stimulation. Company called Brainsway.
Yeah, what do they do? They put things on your head, Keith? Like we see, it's not like the cuckoo's nest, right, or anything like that?
Not at all. No, this is literally like you wear like a lightweight helmet. It's connected to a machine.
Wow.
It's literally delivering little magnetic pulses to the part of the brain that's underactive in depression.
Wow.
Many, many pulses. You do it 30 days for a half an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
You can go right to work afterwards. You don't have side effects. There's no seizure, no memory loss.
Wow.
And half the people who've responded to nothing, sometimes their whole lives, I've seen people who for two decades haven't worked, get TMS by this company Brainsway, and they're back to work.
This is fascinating. And Dr. Keith Adlow, before we let you go, appreciate your valuable time, my friend Keith. But so you feel good, Donald J. Trump, Kim Jong-un, psychologically, you didn't see anything peculiar. This is good. We could at least for the moment, celebrate as Americans.
At least for the moment, right? Trust but verify.
Yeah.
But not only would I be optimistic, I would say it feels like all the dominoes are in place for them to fall in the right direction where these two leaders could end up so very close.
Mm.
And Korea might even reunite. We might see them as a valuable trading partner in the future together. And think of the millions of people in North Korea right now who have more hope. And that's because enough people in America saw through all the noise and said, no, Donald J. Trump, he could do it.
Wow. Dr. Keith Adlow, you could do it and you always do, sir, and we appreciate it very much. And hopefully we'll see you soon when you come to New York, okay?
All right, Biscopo for governor.
Right.
I did a Brighton ballot this time. Nobody cared. I'm not even from the state, so they were like, who is this guy sending in this ballot?
I need the note. I need my doctor's note. Keith, we love
you. Every time I'm going to do it. Talk to you later.
Okay, Dr. Keith Adlow. He is a brilliant man, America's leading psychiatrist, best-selling author, and co-host of the podcast Stand Up, Lie Down, which I was actually psychoanalyzed on that program, if you want to look that up. Very, very interesting. Piscopo the Morning, 7:21, and Brandy Scott is on the roads for us, checking out traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Sorry. Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. You're going to need some extra time moving westbound on the Cross Bronx. It's a heavy ride between the Bruckner and 3rd Ave. Eastbound side is slow go between the Alexander Hamilton Bridge and Jerome Ave. Southbound Bronx River Parkway, that has you under the speed limit. Westchester Ave to Watson Ave. We've got a stall on the FDR Drive southbound by Houston Street blocking the center lane. That's got you jammed from the 20s. Accident on the belt northbound right by Jamaica Ave. Your stop and go getting into that area and at your Hudson River crossings. Inbound at the George, 25 to 30 for the upper level. Lower level will cost you about 15 to 20. Inbound Lincoln running at 45 to 50 minutes, inbound Holland, 25 to 30. Sunny skies throughout the afternoon today, close to 75 for the high. Tonight, partly cloudy, temperatures dip in the low 60s. This report is brought to you by Compassion International. You can't change the world, but you can be part of that change in the world for a child living in poverty by becoming a Compassion sponsor. You can choose your child to sponsor now at compassion.com/radio. That's compassion.com/radio. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Hotels.com. With Hotels.com, get rewarded from seaside cabins in Oregon to five-star resorts in Mexico. Hotels.com has all the options, and for every 10 nights you stay, you get one free. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded. Free nights don't include taxes and fees.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Hey, good morning. Hey, it's 877-970-2999, 723 right now. I'll give you the 730. You know where I'm going with this. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. If you call 855-621-9949 and you say, Joey sent me. This comes from Alex Kinsella, the general manager at Route 22 Toyota. You don't got to deal with dummies when you go to Route 22 Toyota. I love telling you this. You can experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time dealing with dummies. How many times I got to tell you this? Now, Alex Kinsella can also offer you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Now we want you to experience the new smart way to service. So, first five callers, next 5 minutes, plus, if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free oil change and filter and a multi-point inspection on me. 855-621-9949, all European models excluded. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. And there's big news. Route 22 Toyota opened that brand new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Also, when you're there, please check out the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. The vehicles, the staff, the family that is Route 22 Toyota, you will love. But in the meantime, first five callers, next 5 minutes plus, 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
From the Fox Business Network, futures are flat following the agreement between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Today, McDonald's is expected to reveal its plans to change its corporate structure. The changes will include layoffs. The Wall Street Journal has seen a memo from the company's U.S. president, which says employees being downsized will be notified by June 28th. The changes are expected to include more help for franchisees. Toys R Us stores are down to their final days. USA Today says the company just announced discounts up to 70%. The most desired toys were already sold weeks ago, but there are some remaining Barbie dolls, Star Wars toys, and other items left at deep discounts. The Dow Jones Industrials added 5 points on Monday. The NASDAQ was up 14, the S&P up almost 3. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Step one, you signed a lease for new office space. Step two, you notified your clients and updated your letterhead. Step three, what is step three? Oh, right. Now you have to move everything. Relax. Staples has you covered with moving boxes, packing tape, bubble roll, everything you need. All at great low prices. And now at Staples, select moving boxes are only a buck. Staples, come in store today and get your moving supplies in one easy step.
N62318. In store only. Good on SKU 742294 and 834945.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell Space to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell Space to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's. Savings for
MVP members. You gotta go to Moe's. I live at Moe's. I go to Modell. There's one on Broadway, and I'm going to tell you about My Pillow in 2 seconds, but I love telling you about the good things that can make your life better. If you go to Modell's, I go on, right on Broadway. We walk out of the station, and they have everything, clothes for my girls. You got to check out Moe's. I said to Mr. Modell, I said, how do you get all this stuff? And they go out, and you get a good price on some really great clothes that the girls like, you know, and a lot of the Under Armour, a lot of the Nike clothes. Little Charlie, she proudly walks around, puts her chest out, goes, hi, I got this, that, Uncle Mitchell's. So we invite you to go to Moe's. You got to go to Moe's. And I'm telling you about My Pillow. These are friends, and I'm proud to tell you about these friends because they're great Americans, number one. Number two, they make your life better. And when Mike Lindell, who's a great man of faith, he's a great guy, he keeps his company, MyPillow, in Minnesota. He hires people from Minnesota, and he's a great patriot, loves this country, like you and I love this country. And then he says to Al and I when we were here, and he was behind this glass behind me that you're looking at, and he's putting up this deal for you. For you listening to AM 970. And he goes, hey, I got this. You know, Mike is like, he's on fire. He has more energy than anybody. Hey, I got this deal. I got this deal. It's going to be great. I'm going to give you 50% off. It's a My Pillow 4-pack. And it's, which includes 2 premium pillows and 2 go anywhere pillows. 50% off of 4 pillows. They make great gifts. Ask my cousin Paulie. Paulie Pillow knows. He gives a pillow a week to somebody. And now Mike Lindell has a special offer for you. What I love about it, you get a great night's sleep, number one. Number two, you get a 10-year warranty. Number three, it's a 90-day money-back guarantee. A 90-day money-back guarantee. This is the morning. You go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AM970 for the special Mike Lindell deal. Okay, 50% off of the MyPillow 4-pack. 2 two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. You can call, if you so choose, 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. But if you're battling the traffic here at 729 with Piscopo in the morning, do me a favor. Just remember this, if you would, mypillow.com, promo code AM970.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 729. What a morning. My goodness gracious. It's an historic day. We want you to embrace it. We want you to love it. If you feel patriotic, God bless you. That's the way you should feel. We're taking no prisoners. I don't want to whine. I don't want to complain. Oh, the president should be doing this. We don't make jokes about it. I thought this was as monumental a day as I could remember since Ronald Reagan with Gorbachev, clearly. And if you don't like it, it's okay that you don't like it, that you don't like it. But can we just get together, put aside the divide just for today? What we get now, what we apparently hear at 7:30 right now, we heard from the president, and we'll see this formally. And I haven't seen a formal press release on this, but from the summit, the United States suggests the United States will cease military exercises with South Korea for now. Sanctions remain until the nukes are gone. The president claims Kim has accepted an invitation to the White House. I guess I'll get mine soon after that. The president
you
says...
You were just there!
Was that the executive office building?
No, you were in executive the West Wing. You were in the West Wing.
Is that the... Yeah, we were in the West Wing. You're right. I meant the Oval Office. But you know what? I'm not complaining. You're right. It was the executive office building.
Well, you are complaining, but sorry.
Yeah, I'm whining. I am. I'm a little baby.
By the way, Anthony Scaramucci tweeted earlier, you just mentioned about, you know, the President Reagan and the Berlin Wall.
Yeah.
On June 12, 1987, at the Brandenburg Gate, President Reagan told Mr. Gorbachev, if you seek peace, if you seek prosperity, if you seek liberalization,
yep,
tear down this wall.
Yep.
31 years later. Here we are.
Yeah, I know. You know what's interesting, too? And I met a gentleman. It was Rudy Giuliani's friend. And I should remember his name. But he's the guy that told President Reagan to say that line. You know, when he was in what they call the Beast, he was in his limousine. The President Reagan was going to that speech. And they didn't want him to say that. Please, President Reagan, don't say tear down that wall. And the president said, put it in. I'm going to say it. President Reagan said that, which I just thought was so telling. And one of the famous speeches of all time. And that was June 12th. What year was that? Oh, my goodness.
87.
31 years ago today.
Were you guys weren't even born yet.
I was 17.
So also, the troops in South Korea, Donald Trump says the United States will not be reducing anything. And the president says Kim told him North Korea is destroying a testing site. But, you know, Keith Ablow's point, there will be millions of people in North Korea now whose life are going to be better. Even though you remember Otto Warmbier and the problem that was happening, you know, and over there and how the horror of that. And it's inexcusable. The torture and everything that this North Korea regime really put upon the humanity. But now it's Donald J. Trump who steps in and he's going to be like a human rights savior. Oh, how many people are upset? I'm just loving the, you know, what's as much and as historic as this is, you know what I love about it? Watching the progressive socialists getting all out of their mind crazy. They're imploding.
Well, the president has plenty of critics on the right as well. And, you know, and I think that certainly politically, the Democrats are much more likely to criticize him for this. But, you know, Al mentioned earlier and you alluded to that you trust but verify. And there's no reason to take Kim Jong-un's word that he's going to denuclearize, right?
Yeah.
So there are some trust issues on our side. But people have to keep in mind, we always tend to view things from an American perspective. There is a lot of distrust of America by North Korea and by North Korean people. I mean, you talk about the conduct. What happened in the Korean War, Joe, is there were a million North Koreans killed in the North Korean War. That was about a tenth
yeah,
of
I was
their,
not aware of that.
About
wow.
a tenth
wow.
of their population.
Wow.
that we dropped more bombs on North Korea than we did in the Pacific Theater during World War II.
Wow.
We dropped 35,000 tons of napalm in North Korea, many of it on civilians. So imagine that. I mean, they see a million people dying, hundreds of thousands of civilians, a country that has still not recovered to this day because of this American bombardment. And then we enter into an armistice, and part of one of the provisions was no nuclear weapons on the Korean Peninsula. Who violates that? The United States. We violated the armistice that we negotiated with them, basically, at gunpoint. So they have every reason in the world to blame, you know, America for the current state of their affairs. And then you talk four generations of brainwashing that the Kims have done to their people and pointing the finger at us for sanctions.
But they're starving. They're starving. They don't even have food.
And they view us as the reason that they're starving.
But that's only because of the propaganda, I think, of the North Korea regime, of Kim Jong-un. But, and also, I don't...
The point is there's trust issues on both sides that we're going to have to contend
with.
But
let's not forget something.
But if you, and I have to tell you this on behalf of the United States of America. Hold on, Al. I'm sorry. And at 735. If General MacArthur, if you just let him go, there would be no problem now. It would be North Korea and South Korea would be unified. I'm telling you, if you just left it to the generals.
Let's not forget, North Korea is run by a dictator. They don't exactly have a democratic state there. I mean, so, again...
Until the 80s,
regime.
South Korea was basically a military dictatorship.
That's true.
As well.
But let's remember. I mean, he's going forward with this, you know, signing this with President Trump, et cetera, et cetera. But again, until action is taken, I don't believe anything the guy says. I hope that they start the process. I hope that it starts immediately. I hope that Trump is proven right here. His critics who have been lambasting him for months now, and over a year, maybe at some point you go, all right, maybe this guy's got, you know, is doing something. I'm amazed at the speed in which this took place, how quickly they ran through everything. Now let's see what happens.
It's the high bar shirt.
No, it's not.
It's the high bar shirt.
Very authoritative.
He's got authoritative, and he's got credibility. Al, I'm just blown away. Thank you for that.
I can go home now.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Mic drop. There's a lot to talk about. We want to talk about we're opening up a representative office in Taiwan today. That is huge. That is huge that President Trump did that. Just love the way this guy operates. He's doing that. We'll be talking about that. And also, Kim Jong-un was very upset. I heard within the negotiations, he said Toys R Us is really closing. I said he was very, very upset. So we'll address that as well. That's not really. I made that up. 736, Arthur Idella. Now, talk about going to the White House. Arthur was there. He was the it was like a cruise down at the executive office building last week, whoever it was. Arthur was like the cruise director. You don't want to miss this. And we're going to talk about, the Supreme Court as well. A bit, look at Mr. Credibility, Al Gattulo, in his new high bar shirt, has the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Boy, you put on a shirt and all of a sudden and a tie and people start to listen to you. 60 degrees at 737. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. It's John Travolta Day in Brooklyn. The movie star is being welcomed back to Lenny's Pizza, the pie shop made famous when Travolta ordered and ate two slices on top of each other in Saturday Night Fever. Travolta, who was born and raised in Englewood, New Jersey, also starred in the iconic TV show Welcome Back, Kotter, which was about life in a Brooklyn high school. There'll be a special ceremony at Lenny's this afternoon in which a slice of pizza will be named in Travolta's honor. It is now legal to bet on sports in New Jersey. Governor Phil Murphy signed the bill that allows for sports betting at New Jersey casinos and racetracks. The legislation would allow anyone 21 and older to place bets on all professional and college sports, unless the college event happens in New Jersey or involves New Jersey schools. Murphy says he's thrilled with the new measure because it will attract new businesses to casinos in Atlantic City and to racetracks throughout the state. In sports, Yankees and Nationals open a two-game series in the Bronx tonight. Bombers 42-19, percentage points ahead of the Red Sox for first in the AL East. Mets can try and make up ground in the NL East. They'll begin a two-game series at the Braves tonight in Atlanta. The Mason's 28-34, fourth in the NL East, 7.5 games back of the Nats and Atlanta. And the Answers crushed in softball yesterday by the final of 24-0. Sports is sponsored by Modell Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic, Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Good morning. Heading southbound on the Deegan, you're stop and go. You're very heavy from East 233rd Street through to Willis Ave. Northbound side, we've got that long-term construction. That has you slow 3rd Ave to Yankee Stadium. Accident on East Gun Hill Road just before the Bronx River Parkway on the westbound side. That has you jammed from White Plains Road Southbound Bronx River Parkway, that's a slow ride. Gun Hill Road to the Cross Bronx. Cross Bronx, you're packed right now between the Bruckner and 3rd Ave. We've got an accident on the Van Wyck right by Jamaica Ave. That's making it a slow go on the northbound side. We've got another one. This is on the northbound ramp to the Grand Central. You're solid there as you try to exit at exit 10. And at your Hudson River crossings, inbound at the George, upper level running at 25 to 30 minutes. Lower level will cost you about 15 to 20. Inbound Lincoln, it's a 40 to 50 minute wait right now. Holland Tunnel, 25 to 30 minutes. Sunny skies throughout the afternoon today, close to 75 degrees for the high. Tonight, partly cloudy. Temperatures will dip into the low 60s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Hey, Piscopo, the morning. Arthur Idala is standing by. It's 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. Dino and Harry's. Arthur will be there with us. Frankie's going to be there. And Albert and Debbie, we are getting together at Dino and Harry's, number one steakhouse in all of New Jersey. I don't generally eat steak, but my mother always goes, Joseph, you need a good steak. And when I do, I go to Dino and Harry's. They make it just the way I like it. They butterfly it. I always say, burn it. I apologize to the chef. They go, no problem, Joe. We got this. Dino is there to meet you. You could also have great chicken dishes. Frankie always gets the seafood when we're over there. Fresh vegetables. The appetizers. Al loves the bacon appetizers over there. Mamma mia. The dessert. Worth going to Dino and Harry's is the Snowbalkan. You get the Snowbalkan dessert. It is one of the best desserts you will have absolutely anywhere. The ambiance is great. Dino is there personally to meet you when you walk in the door. I love that. It's like a neighborhood. Neighborhood feel, world-class restaurant. 14th Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. Here's the number for Dino and Harry's right in Hoboken, New Jersey. 201-659-6202. 201-659-6202. Or go online, please, to DinoandHarrys.com. DinoandHarrys.com. Check out the menu. Make reservations, and you tell them Pal Joey sent you.
Eric Metaxas.
A show about everything.
Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio in New York, New York, 742 with Frankie Five Burrows and with Big Al. Arthur Idala, former Brooklyn prosecutor, distinguished criminal defense attorney. And he's the social director when you were down by the White House. That was the best. You were wild, man.
That was a
you
very,
were wild.
Very special.
You
moment.
Were wild. I mean,
know, listen, I know we have a lot of news and yes, real yes. stuff to discuss, but that was very nice of you. You made sure, Murano, yourself, made sure that my ugly mug was down there. So I come bearing gifts.
Oh.
It's a very simple gift. It's a... but I think it's special, and I think it's something you're going to enjoy. I was lucky enough to see, I think, what was a first...
It was that this is great. That is great.
Our these are two framed photos of Joe on stage with his son Michael.
Yeah, but these are great shots.
Michael's playing the guitar.
These are great
Joe
shots.
Joe singing
at Lorenzo's.
Oh, that is terrific.
Look at those shots.
One for you, one for your son.
That's beautiful. Nice. Thank you.
These are the kind of the special moments in a father and son's life.
Thank you. You're such a good friend. Me and look at Michael's smile on his face, man.
Your son was about. Your son's he's a special young man. He really is. He's got a very nice way about. Now I know why he's so handsome, because I met his mother. Any woman who would allow that woman in her home as a babysitter. She needs to have her head examined. I will tell you that much. But that's, I mean, that's a very...
So you can't blame me.
She's charming.
Arthur.
I introduced myself. She introduced herself.
We were married again.
It was a very nice night.
It was like that
was a beautiful night with Joe Piscopo. The White House was, you know, I mean, when we went for the tour and we saw the fabled corridor where any president of the United States
where Kim Jong-chol was there like an hour before
And they walked. Now, I loved Joe Borelli's line, Mr. Morano, when we were talking about, we were standing right outside of the Oval Office, and I made the comment of, you know, whomever the president is, you know, I support that president. And I point to the Oval Office at whatever it was, 7 o'clock at night. I go, whoever's in that office, I support them. And Borelli goes, that's probably the cleaning lady right about now. I said, well, you know what? I support her as well.
Hey, thanks to Joe Borelli walking us through. Who knew?
Oh, he was great.
You're
anyone who has an opportunity, Joe, you know, we take so many things for granted. The great Al Gattulo, who knows more than just beer, as we just heard.
He knows shirts, apparently.
Well, you know, like Korea, I mean, this guy over here, Morano, I mean, 35,000 pounds of napalm. I mean, okay, take the boy out of Staten Island. But you, anyone who has the opportunity to go to Washington, D.C., you have to go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so beautiful.
I have to tell you what happened.
So wonderful.
And I waited till you come in because I talked about it on the air. And we're there and we're in the executive office building in a beautiful room. I mean, it was gorgeous. And we went to the State Department Historical Library and we saw the floors, the mosaic and the floor.
Ceiling.
The ceilings.
They're all Italians, by the way. You know that's true. Yes.
You know, true. So we go in there and then we're hanging around. I hear Arthur, and he's doing his little jokes. He's making little comments, and he's like a bad kid in class, Arthur, when you're going. Because you got Rudolph Giuliani, you got the great Rudy Giuliani up there speaking, and then you got Andrew, of course, jumped up, and Steve Minestri, I think, who Andrew's boss.
Right.
Then Kellyanne Conway shows up.
We love her.
And she's going, you're taking
woman.
Pictures.
Oh, my God.
Then all of a sudden, Rudy steps up, and he goes, before I bring up the next guest, was supposed to be me, Mike Pompeo walks in. The Secretary of State comes in. A minute earlier, he's across the street, literally through a walkway, dealing with North Korea, with the President of the United States. The President hopped on Marine One, went to Camp David, and Mike Pompeo with his wonderful wife, Susan, comes over. Boom. I go, wow. I go, Arthur, I got to get a picture with the Secretary of State. So, you know, we're good at this because you're from Brooklyn, from Jersey. There's no way he's getting out alive. So he walks around the far end, and I intercept him. Arthur's right on my tail. Frankie was like a strategic military operation.
I had to make Morano proud.
It was great. So we go. So I intercept him, and there he is. And I said, Mr. Secretary Joe Piscopo. He goes, Joe, I couldn't have been gracious.
So nice.
This guy sitting to my right, if you're listening, if you're watching right here, Arthur Idala, he goes, was it your phone? Whatever it was.
No, I think it was your phone.
You took my phone and you said, let me take a picture. And then the Secretary of State goes, Susan, come in. Like this. So it's the Secretary, his wife, Susan, and myself. Boom. Arthur takes one. Boom. Arthur takes two. Thank you. Doesn't go like anybody else would say. Hey, can I have a picture too? Does not say those words. Can I, Mr. Secretary, do you, Arthur Idala, I'm famous Brooklyn, former president. Can I come? No. Boom. Boom.
No,
the secretary turns to you with all the directive and all the control.
And sincerity.
And all sincerity points to Arthur Idala and says, I want that picture.
I want that picture.
Just like
Morano,
that.
He's looking at me. He goes, and he's dead, he looks me right in the eye.
Yeah.
He's a foot away. He goes, I want that picture. He goes, I used to watch him on TV in front of Joe. He goes, I want that picture. I'm like, yeah, all right. Get it to Andrew Giuliani, and we'll take it from there. Like, I'm going to get the Secretary of State a photo. But
I got a call from the White House, and we're going to sign it and get it. It's not that. I mean, listen, this guy's he's right next door. He's right to the left of President
Trump. We're
FedExing
it to Singapore.
Yeah. Because they want it now. Arthur, thank you.
But
it was so classy. It was so classy, yeah.
To be in the executive office building, to be, you know, and they do have White House tours. Those young women who took us around say, you know, I think it's in the summer, it's 3,000 people a day get to walk through there. It is worth it.
Elizabeth
it's worth the
and
lines.
Vanessa, they were great.
It's worth,
yeah.
it's worth
yeah.
the lines.
Yeah.
It's worth the security yeah. hassle to really take in our country. And, you know, it wasn't because you were there, Joe. When we were standing in the Rose Garden, and I could think, you know, video clips from John Kennedy and Nixon and Ford and Carter. And I'm like, wow, that's where they stood. That's where.
Yeah.
And I did make the sign of the cross in sincerity. I'm like, thank God. Like, I could have, you know, my parents could have been two people who had sex in a jungle somewhere where you're starving.
Did he just
you're dying to have water somewhere. We have every luxury in the world at our fingertips. And we forget that. And Kellyanne Conway said that when she stood up there and she said, I'm Sicilian and I'm Calabrese and our ancestors came here for a better way of life. And for them, a better way of life usually meant food. Yeah. Just food. Yeah. Like, you know, we're making jokes with Al about custom-made shirts. Like, our relatives were thrilled they had shirts. And we've so forgotten that. And now our kids, they won't even realize what that
Kellyanne was great, but she was off the cuff. And she said, you're here because of the folks that fought to get here. She said, don't forget. Listen, we are here. We are here representing.
Believe me, and in terms of immigration, you know, there are people who work in my neighborhood, who work in my house, around my house.
Yeah.
They're more skilled and craft makers than I am. And sometimes, like, Luca will outgrow some stuff. And very nicely, because you know what? I'll say, can you know, because I sell some clothes. Will you want some clothes? I mean, Joe, they jump on them. You know, absolutely.
Hey,
yes.
Arthur, before I want to hear
we lost that whole
about
sense.
The Supreme Court. I had my gardener did such a great job. There were two guys that couldn't speak English. Now, if they're not legal, and I said, I don't care that they're not legal. I'm paying the fine. I mean, is that what you do, counselor? Do you pay the fine? They're so good.
Well,
I would bring them in.
Morano's friend here, former Congressman Michael Grimm, had some illegals, and he wound up in jail for a while. So, you know, you got to
But you don't deny it. You go, I did not know. I did not know. I'm assuming that they were legal workers. They were, do I pay a fine or anything?
Due respect to you and Jerry Crowley and everyone else, I'm not getting paid enough to start giving out legal advice on the air
We're paid enough.
So what the Supreme Court did yesterday, and Justice Alito did, and I was lucky enough, the Monday after I saw you, which was last Monday, a week ago, I sat alone, all alone in chambers with Justice Alito. We just caught up.
Oh, cool. Just he and great I guy. Sam Alito. Great guy. West Caldwell,
no
New Jersey.
There is no more humble man than Sam
That's
Alito.
Right.
I mean,
That's right.
He is way, way below the radar in terms of
humility.
I'm
sorry to interrupt, but Arthur went from the White House and he went right to speak at the Supreme Court, I believe,
on
Monday.
Yeah, there was an event there going on there. It was actually honoring Justice Scalia.
If you were single, see, I'm just saying, Arthur or Joe, you go, excuse me, I got to go speak at the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
What a line that is,
Arthur. I tell it to my wife. Arthur. She goes, do me a favor, on your way back, stop at CVS, get diapers, and I need a new bike. I wish I could make that up. She's like, we need new diapers. You know what size he is? I go, yes, honey, size 5. She goes, oh, I'm impressed, you know.
I know.
Justice Alito wrote this opinion. It's Ohio law. And basically what it says is this. They're going to go through the rolls. If you haven't voted in the last 2 years, they send a notice to your home that you are registered to vote at. If you send the notice back and say, yeah, it's Joe Piscopo, I still live out here in the boondocks where I can't even get up on the internet and I'm going to start communicating by Morse code, you stay on the rolls. They say, okay, Joe didn't vote for 2 years, but he sent back the form. If you haven't sent back in the form, they wait and they see if you can, if you have voted in the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. So now you got to go 6 years without voting. And then if you have gone 6 years without voting and you haven't sent in the form, they say you're off the rolls. Now, the bottom line is we should have more strict rules about who gets to vote and who doesn't get to vote, not less strict vote rules. In my opinion, we should get to a point where you got to put your fingerprint in there. And yes, you're here. You're an American in good standing. You don't have a felony. You don't have this.
Yep.
Yes, you have the privilege of voting. What Alito wrote in his decision was the rule says you can't get thrown off just for not voting. And Ohio looked at the rule and said, okay, we're not going to make it just for not voting. We're sending a questionnaire to your home. Mm-hmm. And if you don't send it, and basically, Joe, they said a lot of people on the rolls are dead.
No
one says, oh, the husband died. Let's go to the funeral. Let's pick the coffin. Let's pick where we're going to have the mercy meal.
Right.
And let's make sure we take his name off the voter rolls.
Arthur Idala right there, the brilliant mind of the Arthur.
By the way, I won't be in the studio, but I'm staying for David Berg's food.
Well, like,
there is no way.
You're welcome.
I mean, hopefully he's bringing ribs or something.
Arthur, it's a privilege to have you on the show. You're a good friend. Listen, thank you for these pictures of my son.
You didn't need to get so dressed up.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Arthur, thank you. We love you. Listen, we're going to go to Brandy Scott on the roads at 7:52. She has a traffic for you. You're listening to and watching AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning, Deegan. Southbound going to cost you a lot of extra time. You're solid right now. East 233rd Street through to Willis Ave. Northbound, you've got that long-term construction between 3rd Ave and Yankee Stadium. Accident on the Van Wyck by Jamaica Ave. That has you stop and go on the northbound side. We've got another one on the ramp to the Grand Central. That's causing solid slowdowns as you try to exit at exit 10. Cross Bronx jam from the Bruckner to 3rd Ave. We've got an accident on East Gun Hill Road just before the Bronx River Parkway. It's on the westbound side. That has you solid right now from White Plains Road, southbound Bronx River Parkway. That's going to cost you a lot of extra time between Gun Hill Road and the Cross Bronx. In New Jersey, we're picking up some volume on 46 eastbound. You're slow Bergen Boulevard to the George Washington Bridge. 208 on the southbound side, a slow ride Plaza Road to Route 4. Hudson River Crossings inbound George 30 to 35, upper level lower 10 to 15. Inbound Lincoln 45 to 50, inbound Holland 20 to 25. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It's 7:54. Thanks, Brandi Scott. When do you want to start paying less interest on your credit card debt? Yeah, this is Joey talking to you. How about today with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream? Lightstream rewards consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. Get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.49% APR with AutoPay. You can save thousands of dollars in interest. Application is 100% online. You can even get your funds as soon as today. I like these folks at Lightstream. I had a great chat with them. I'm telling you that. We talked about different scenarios, how they will help you. Well, and then they gave you this. For you listening to Piscopo in the Morning, you get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to, please, Lightstream.com/Piscopo. 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 Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com, please, for important information about limits on Lightstream's loans and same day funding.
A terrific Tuesday to you, and if you know me, you know I love warm weather, and another thing that I love is my Calitrin. Go to toploss.com right now. Order yourself a 90-day supply of Calitrin. The website can answer all your questions to help you lose weight, have more energy, and feel great. No drugs, no stimulants. It's all natural. It is so simple to use. All you do is take it before bedtime, and it works on you while you're sleeping to help give you back what you need. Plus, you can get free shipping on your first order, and if you use the promo code AL, you're going to get 10% off as well when you go onto the site, toploss.com. You can't beat that. Now give Calitrin a call right now at 1-800-325-4366. Use the promo code AL. You'll get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 1-800-325-4366 or toploss.com. Use the promo code AL. Get yourself 10% off. What are you waiting for? Toploss.com. Get a 90-day supply of Calitrin. Use the promo code AL. Get 10% off and get free shipping too. 1-800-325-4366. It's Calitrin.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Joe Lumberg is our marathon bad meteorologist at the 756. Good morning, Joey. How you doing this morning?
Doing good on this sunny Tuesday.
What's it looking like, Joe, in New York?
Sunny today. It is going to be a gorgeous day, mid-70s. Just a great day to be out and about today.
And, you know, kind of was really nice and very, very almost fall-like yesterday.
Yeah, I know, very comfortable.
And then what's going on? Let me see. Tomorrow, okay, let's talk about me, Joe. Tomorrow we are on Arthur Avenue. And I'm doing a drop-by and greeting the people from Our Lady of Mount Carmel Church right on Arthur Avenue in the Bronx, probably in the evening. Weather-wise, Joe Lumberg, if I may, sir.
More humid, upper 70s, and there could be a shower or thunderstorm, especially in the evening hours. So just have the umbrella handy.
Oh, yeah. Wait, we're going to be outside. It might be rained out?
There could be a shower or thunderstorm. Right. And then we go back to sunny, gorgeous weather Thursday and Friday and probably Saturday, too.
Now, when's your marathon?
The big 24-hour challenge, that's Saturday, 8 a.m. It's when it starts, Middleville, Michigan.
So do you rest before that, Joe? Do you take it like the day before? Thursday and Friday,
I'm doing nothing.
There you go, man.
Absolutely.
Very smart. You're an inspiration, Joe Lumberg. We always appreciate it. Talk to you soon, my friend.
See you next hour.
There's the man right there, 7:57 with Piscopo in the morning. David Burke. You don't want to miss David Burke. Live in the studio. This man has got the best restaurants. He's like with world class jockeys. He is like he's got Tavern 62, which he loved. The Drift House. Me and Al are going to go down the shore.
And then I'm going to bust out of this shirt.
I bet you are, man. David Burke live in the studio. He's a super chef and he is on fire. By the way, did you try the cookware, the David Burke cookware?
I have not yet, but I'm going to. You did
with ceramic. They put a lid on with a little hole in it, so the pressure. It's
my
genius.
Wife looked at it and she
genius.
Went, I don't use this. I said, yeah.
You got it. David Burke live in the studio. Mike Gallagher on the radio. Joe Giovanello from, he's the CEO of Durasan. We love Durasan. And we're going to be talking with Joe about this great product and how you could stay sanitized. And John Tobacco, Wall Street veteran, CEO of the Token Team, Radio Piscopo live from New York City.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.